Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday, pleased to welcome to our show an accomplished human being who is also a Grammy Hall of Famer and a multi-platinum recording artist who has been in the game for over 53 years. We welcome humanitarian, mother, grandmama, good friend, Dionne Warwick.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
How are you, Dionne? No, it's true. You've done a lot for, when you talk about a pioneer in our industry, you are indeed that. And
thank you.
You know, from your relationship with Don Cornelius Soul Train, there's so many hidden gems in your story.
Mm-hmm.
We want to just say we are honored to have you with us today. Brand new album, Feels So Good, duets. Tell us about this project, Dionne.
Exactly what it does, too.
Mm.
I'm so pleased to be able to say I had such a wonderful time recording the CD and meeting, you know, the youngsters that I call my babies, who decided that they wanted to sing with me, you know, which was a wonderful surprise. And boy, did they bring their A games.
Okay, so who are your young babies?
Well, there's Neo.
Mm-hmm.
There's CeeLo Green.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah. Maya, Ruben Studdard.
I love Ruben.
Let me see, who else is the babies? Oh, of course, my granddaughter, Cheyenne Elliott. And my son, of course, is also featured, David Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think here, who else is on here? Jamie Foxx.
He's one of your babies too, Dionne.
Yes, he is.
Oh. He's a great singer. People don't give Jamie credit for his vocal abilities.
Oh, he's a wonderful singer.
Yeah, great talent.
A pleasure standing in the studio with all these youngsters. And, of course, my peers, you know, Gladys Knight and Cyndi Lauper just showed out for me.
I mean, just looking at the CD right now, it just looks like it's what it is. Feels so good. I love that you redid a lot of your own music. And what was the best part of working with some of these younger, your babies, as you call them, the younger artists?
You know, my youngest son, Damon Elliott, produced the CD. And he came up with this concept of pairing me with, you know, the youngsters who are in the industry today. And I didn't choose any of these songs. My duet partners chose the songs that they wanted to sing with me, which was quite surprising, you know, to know that Neo wanted to tackle A House Is Not a Home. And let me tell you, he did just that.
Mm.
He came through on that one. You know, and then to have Ruben Studdard do You'll Never Get to Heaven, you know, that song is older than he is, of course, much, much older, you know, and long before he was even thought of, I'm sure, I recorded it. So, you know, to find the songs that became favorites of theirs over the years was, not only a pleasant surprise, but I was more than overwhelmed with the fact that they came ready.
I mean, one would have to. I mean, working with such a timeless classic legend such as yourself.
Well,
the only way to come is correct.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Bill. Well, that's exactly what they did, and I'm really proud to be able to say that.
So, Dionne, you still tour consistently around the world over 200 days a year, which is, to me, very astonishing. But will you be touring with some of these artists? How are you going to do the new record?
Right. Well, I'm certainly hoping that our schedules will pan out, that I can ask a few of them to come out and do a couple of songs on, you know, a couple of shows that I'll be doing worldwide and throughout the States. So we're going to have to wait and see how that pans out, you know, how our schedules are.
Yes, but we think it's a beautiful record, and we want to encourage our listeners who are devoted Dionne Warwick fans and even those who are not familiar to get this record so that they can support your endeavors as a recording artist with these other great performers, because you're talking about CeeLo Green, Neo, Maya, Ruben Studdard, our American Idol, our second American Idol, of course, Oscar winner Jamie Foxx, and your granddaughter. You got to tell us about your granddaughter. I didn't realize that she was a singer as well.
Cheyenne has been literally on the road with me since she's 9 years old, and I didn't discover that she could sing until that time. When she decided she wanted to sing That's What Friends Are For with me one night And I brought her up on stage and let her go for it. And she got to stand the ovation that night.
Ah.
Wow.
Look at that. So do you think, Dion, that this is a DNA kind of thing? Because you come from a family that just radiates with talent. Do you believe this is DNA or what is it?
I think I do. You know, it's the old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. And Cheyenne is showing incredible promise. She just signed the record deal with Tarpan Records, which is Narada Michael Walden's label.
Nice. Congrats.
And, you know, my son David has been on the road with me now off and on for many, many years. And he's just, well, I'm going to say he's awesome because he is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I take a lot of pride in the fact that it has a family affair feeling for the mm-hmm. CD based on the fact that my youngest son did produce the CD
mm-hmm.
and came up with a brilliant concept. You know what else, too, that I'm really loving about it is that I had an opportunity to work with two country artists as well, Billy Ray Cyrus and Eric Posley. And it's just wonderful to know that even the countryside of music kind of knows what a Dionne Warwick is.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And I'm assuming album available everywhere?
Yes, it is.
Everywhere. So everybody, no excuse.
You can get it anytime you want.
You can be in bed, get it 1 a.m. in the morning. You can pick it up.
Yep.
The album, again, is called Feels So Good, Duets, Dionne Warwick's latest. What number album is this, Dionne?
You know what? I couldn't even tell you.
She's lost count.
I love it.
I really could. You know, when you start to think, I've been in this industry for 53 years now. And during the course of 53 years, aside from all the compilations that have been done over the years, I'd say we're well over 75. Albums, without a doubt.
Yours is an illustrious life, period, an inspirational life. And I, for one, thank you for all the great music that you have given me. I still love The Moment I Wake Up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I say a little prayer. Thank you, Dionne, so much. And Deja Vu, I love the work you did with Stevie Wonder.
Because you ask for that every week, too.
Which
go
one?
Ahead, Message to Michael.
I love Message to Michael.
Yeah.
I had an ex-boyfriend named Michael, so yes. Yes, I love all the music.
And I did that. So
and now I'm going to make...
my favorite song.
Which one?
Message to Michael.
Really? One of your favorites?
No, that was Cyndi Lauper's favorite.
What's your favorite song?
That's like asking your favorite child, Eric.
Yes, I know.
My favorite song is every single one I've recorded.
I love it, and she had an answer.
Right.
Look at that.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
There you go. Great answer.
I do. I treat my songs like my babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a favorite baby. So.
Awesome.
Well, Feels So Good, Duets is the latest favorite from and for all of the fans of Dionne Warwick. We thank you so much for joining us on Old School 100.3. Much love to you, Dionne, and continued success and health.
Love back to you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Take good care.
All right, you do the same. We're Old School 100.3. Thank you, Dionne.
Thank you.
All right, lady. Be well.
I will, darling.
Okay.
And enjoy.
Yes, shall do.
Bye-bye, Ms. Warwick. Thank you.
Bye-bye, honey. It's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.